Well, Nelson, the International Day of UN Peacekeepers is celebrated annually on May the 29th. It's a day when we pay tribute to the men and women who serve or have served in UN peacekeeping operations around the world. It's also a day their high levels of professionalism, dedication and courage are recognised. Now, there were a number of activities to mark the day in different parts of South Sudan. The Minister of Wildlife, Conservation and Tourism, Gemma Nunu Kumba, and a number of other senior government officials, as well as diplomats and members of the UN family, attended the main event in Juba.
Any speeches delivered? What did UNMISS officials have to say on the occasion?
Yes, the special representative of the Secretary General, David Shearer, who's also head of the peacekeeping mission, outlined the complexities of peacekeeping missions such as UNMISS. As you know, it has a number of key tasks, at the centre of which is the protection of civilians and building a durable peace. He praised the professionalism of UNMISS peacekeepers, uniformed and civilian. He also underscored the important roles played by uniformed female peacekeepers. The SRSG, as we call him, expressed gratitude to UNMISS staff who have often placed themselves in harm's way to help others. This day, he said, was to honour them and those who died in the line of duty, those men and women who have paid the ultimate price. Mr. Shearer also expressed profound hope that 2017 will be the year that peace prevails in South Sudan. He said UNMISS stands ready to be a partner in the effort to make that happen.
You talked of the ultimate price some staff have paid in the line of duty. Was it in reference to elsewhere or in South Sudan as well?
Yes, indeed. The International Day of UN Peacekeepers honours those people who gave their lives in the service of humanity while serving under the UN flag anywhere in the world. Sadly, since UNMISS was established in 2011, 49 UNMISS staff members have lost their lives. Last year alone, 8 UNMISS staff members died. Now, 2 wreaths were laid in memory of those people and a minute's silence observed.
You mentioned celebration in other parts of the country. Can you elaborate?
Sure. In Turit, for example, UNMISS marked the International Day with a health awareness campaign led by Rwandese peacekeepers. In the evening, UNMISS peacekeepers and local athletes came together to play football and volleyball. The events took place in Freedom Square. As you know, that is in Turit town, and it's the centre of social activity there. In Rumbek, the UNMISS field office organised a cleaning campaign at the Kier Mayadit Women's Hospital. Cleaning materials were also donated to the hospital. Trees were planted in the grounds in honour of the fallen peacekeepers. UN staff also rehabilitated the garden area. Now, this effort will contribute towards a cleaner and healthier environment at the hospital.
What else has been happening around the country apart from events marking Peacekeepers Day?
Well, in Bentiu, United Nations police officers, also known as UMPOL, and the Community in the Protection of Civilians, or POC site, have united in the fight against crime. This has helped to curb insecurity and to enhance the safety of people. You're probably aware that Bentiu is the country's second largest camp for the displaced. Indeed, it's actually probably the largest, second largest city in South Sudan. Now, UNMISS in Bentiu has collaborated with the community to develop a framework of strategies for community-based policing. The site coordinator says crime rates have dropped thanks to those measures. He mentioned the measures in place against those people whose conduct posed a threat to the safety and security of others. And that includes being expelled from the camp, put in a temporary detention facility, or being handed over to the local authorities. Now, those who pose minor threats are assessed and referred to community leaders for mediation. An anti-crime sensitization campaign was conducted successfully in all 5 sectors of the Bentiu POC site, resulting in a grand procession across the entire site to further demonstrate and consolidate a united voice against crime.
And UNMISS has a new force commander.
Yes, Lieutenant General Frank Mushyo Kamanzi of Rwanda arrived in Juba as the UNMISS force commander on Monday. Lieutenant General Kamanzi commands a force with an authorized strength of 17,000 peacekeepers drawn from 55 countries. He reports directly to the head of the mission and is responsible for all military activities in support of the mission's mandate. His most recent appointment was as the force commander for UNAMID, the African Union United Nations hybrid operation in Darfur. He served before that as the Army Chief of Staff in the Rwanda Defence Force. Lieutenant General Kamanzi brings more than 28 years of national and international military experience to UNMISS. We obviously look forward to working with him.
And finally, Radio Miraya journalist was released from detention.
You may have heard of George Livio's release from detention. He's an UNMISS national staff member and has been detained without trial since August 2014. UNMISS very much welcomes his release and calls on the authorities to release its two other national staff members who've been in detention without trial since 2014. UNMISS continues to urge the South Sudanese authorities to respect national laws and the fundamental principles of due process under international humanitarian rights law. We welcome George back into the UN family.